Well, hello there, podcast listeners. This is Ethan Uslan, and you are listening to the Carolina Shout podcast, where I play the piano and give insightful, mind-expanding commentary. And yes, you just heard me pucker up and give you a sloppy, wet kiss. That's because I love you, and also because I just played Duke Ellington's hit song from 1938 entitled Prelude to a Kiss. I went literal there, Prelude to a Kiss. Played as a prelude to a kiss. Yes, that's the kind of deep thinking and sophisticated humor you shall find on the Carolina Shout podcast. And I have more in store this episode. I'm very excited. And I put together a theme today. The theme is preludes. I'm going to play some jazzy, ragtimey preludes. Preludes, of course, have been commonplace in classical music for hundreds of years. Bach wrote preludes and fugues, Chopin wrote preludes without fugues, Gershwin famously wrote a couple preludes, Debussy wrote Prelude to an Afternoon of a Faun, and Frank Zappa wrote Prelude to the Afternoon of a Sexually Aroused Gas Mask. In ragtime music, preludes, not so common. But there is a little something from 1918 called The Russian Rag by George L. Cobb. The Russian Rag interpolates the three-note motive from Rachmaninoff's famous C-sharp minor prelude. When I was about 18 years old, I used to play the Rachmaninoff C-sharp minor prelude, and pretty damn well, I might add. And now I'm going to play it again, before I play the ragtime version, so you could understand the whole context. So here it is, Rachmaninoff's C-sharp minor prelude. I bet I haven't lost my touch over the years. Here it is. Well, I don't remember what comes next, but you get the idea. Those three notes in the beginning are the main thing anyway. Now I'm going to play The Russian Rag by George L. Cobb, which uses that famous three-note motif. Here it is, The Russian Rag. Okay. So that was The Russian Rag from 1918 by George L. Cobb, George Linus Cobb. Cobb was originally from Mexico, New York, which is up by Syracuse, and he was quite prolific during the 1910s. He wrote a handful of rags that parodied classical themes. Of course, The Russian Rag was one of them. Also, Peter Gink, which spoofed Edvard Grieg's Peer Gynt, and The Blacksmith Rag, which took on Verdi's Anvil Chorus. Cobb also had his very own column in Melody, which was a monthly music magazine. And his column was pretty entertaining. It was called Just Between You and Me, and it was a mailbag. People would write in questions about the songwriting business, and he'd write back with his answer. Sometimes people would send him manuscripts of songs they wrote, and he'd reply with feedback on their song. The original question or song was not included in the column, just as replies, but his replies made it pretty obvious what the questions were. And these replies were often pretty funny. If he didn't like the song, he wouldn't hold back. For instance, to one person, he wrote, "I hate like thunder to shatter your fond yet wild dreams, but your foxtrot entitled Melody, written especially for and dedicated to Melody magazine, is as devoid of melody as Jerusalem is of pug noses. All that you have done or attempted to do is make a neat manuscript copy of Discords. How do you get that way?" Ouch. Here's another one of his replies. Somebody apparently submitted a song called Contented Cows. The original music to Contented Cows is not printed, so we don't know what it sounded like, but we know Cobb didn't like it, because he wrote the following. "You must be a lover of canned milk or else a stockholder in the Carnation Milk Company when you go to the trouble to write and submit a song entitled Contented Cows. Your words are idiotic and inane. Your punch in the chorus reaches the height of putrid nonsense. Sorry I can't repeat it here and let our readers see what nuts there are in this great Sahara. Your music is about on par with Mary Had a Little Lamb as far as strength of melody is concerned. Don't come back." Yikes! Another harsh takedown by George L. Cobb, the Simon Cowell of ragtime. You know, I wonder how bad this Contented Cows really was. I mean, it's a pretty unique theme. There aren't many songs about cows. I think it could work as a novelty song. So here's my attempt to write a song called Contented Cows. "Well, take a look at those cows. Have you ever seen such happy bovines? Contented cows, munching on grass as time allows. They never grow weary of pumping out dairy. Contented cows, living the kind of life that I espouse. It's peaceful and serene when you're a Holstein. Contented, you know what I mean. Moo, 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 moo. Grazing in a pasture all the day through. Lounging by the lake, unaware there'll be steak. Happy, contented cows." Contented cows, my, how those ruminants show such exuberance. Let it shine upon the bovine. Contented cows of mine." So that was my attempt to write a song called Contented Cows. I'm sure George L. Cobb would have found it loathsome. You probably did too. So let's move on, shall we? Let's do another song that fits the prelude theme, like Blue Prelude, from 1933 by Gordon Jenkins and Joe Bishop. It's low down and dirty, and has a real Great Depression feel to it. Let's do that. Here it is, Blue Prelude. Okay, so that was Blue Prelude from 1933. Not the most famous song in the world, but it did get around pretty well and was recorded many times over the span of several decades. It was the Woody Herman Band's theme song around 1940, and it was also recorded by Nina Simone and Judy Garland, Bing Crosby, Lena Horne, Peggy Lee, and Paul Robeson. So it's not that obscure. And whenever I play this song, I find it really helpful to get into a melancholy frame of mind. So I pretend that Kate, my wife of 15 years, I pretend that she up and left me, which makes me feel very sad because Kate edits this podcast. And if she left me, I don't know how to edit this thing. All right, I got one more prelude for you before we wrap this thing up. I'd like to dig up something I played for you on a previous podcast episode, episode 21 from June 2017, a long time ago. On that episode, I played some jazzy renditions of Chopin, and that included one of his preludes. You see, I took Chopin's Prelude in A, and I played it in the style of Scott Joplin, and then in the style of Jelly Roll Morton. Here's the original prelude as written by Chopin. Yeah, that was kind of underwhelming. Chopin composed some very complex and virtuosic, brilliant music, but you wouldn't know it if you only knew that prelude. I mean, it's nice, it's pleasant, nothing wrong with it, but I think it would be better in the style of Scott Joplin, don't you? So that was Chopin's Prelude in A in the style of Scott Joplin. And now here it is in the New Orleans style of Jelly Roll Morton. And I added some words to it for good measure.
Let me tell you about a man, Frederic Francois Chopin. He would dazzle and amaze when he played that A-flat polonaise. His heart would beat like a big brass band when he kissed his girl George Sand. You'll never meet another man like Fred Francois Chopin.
Okay, so that was Chopin's Prelude in A in the style of Jelly Roll Morton. Much improved from the original, if I may say so myself. All right, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast before the classical music police get wind of what I'm up to. Kate, as a postlude, let's roll the credits. You have been listening to the Carolina Shop podcast, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina. The host and pianist is me, Ethan Uslin, and the audio engineer is my wife, Kate Uslin. I'd like to thank Frederick Hodges at frederickhodges.com for all that biographical information on George L. Cobb. Frederick Hodges is a brilliant ragtime piano player, and he's also a George L. Cobb aficionado, a Cobbologist. I heard he cobbled together a secretive Cobb cabal. Hey, if you like this podcast, don't forget to give it a rating or review on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. Please give it a nice review. Please don't denigrate it in an acerbic manner, a la George L. Cobb. I don't think that's necessary. And you don't need to mention my Contented Cow song. That was just between us, okay? Don't mention that. Thanks.
Contented cows, contented cows. Isn't it neat to have a calf at your teat? Life is great when you sit and masticate like contented, contented cows. Contented cows, contented cows. Proud of their udders, bringing milks and butters. There's nothing quite as pure as a load of fresh manure from contented, contented cows. Moo, moo, moo.